This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray in the Radio Common Sense Studios here in Louisiana. But our fearless leader, James H. Jim Brown, is in North Carolina today, and he was able to tell us and rub it in about how low the temperature was as well as the humidity, and we're down here sweating the oldies. So thank you very much, Jim. But on the show today, we've got a special guest for us, somebody that I've known for better than a quarter of a century. You remember him if you watched Good Morning America back in the 80s and 90s. Spencer Christian was the weatherman there for about 13 years, and we had developed a long and fast friendship that's survived that time, and he still likes me, and I can't really understand why. But I can now I know he's on the line. Spencer Christian,
I'm on the line.
How are you doing?
Good to hear your voice. I'm doing fine. It's great to hear your voice. By the way, we also have low humidity here in the San Francisco Bay Area right now, and it's relatively cool. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Oh, okay. Rub it in. But I happen to know that you don't like cold weather.
I don't like cold weather at all. When I say cold, I mean anything below 40 degrees. That's pretty cold for me.
But and invariably, you always got sent out to do those live shots in the snowy weather. It was either that or the hurricanes.
That's true. Well, the producers at GMA used to love to put me in those uncomfortable situations. Well, not so much the hurricanes. We had to cover those, of course, because they were big news. So I think I had about 14 hurricane assignments during my years at Good Morning America. But as sort of a fun thing to do, a way of putting me in situations to see how I would react, the producers often sent me to places where the wind chills were 25 below or 35 below, just to see how I would handle it and how much fun Charlie and Joe could have back in the studio picking on me.
And they did do that.
Spencer, this is Rhonda Gray. This is Rhonda Gray with Leo here today. I just want to tell you that if you live in the South, especially on the Gulf Coast, we know a hurricane is going to be bad, and we better start buying bottled water when the national weathermen show up. That's our signal.
That's true.
That's our signal to get.
It's funny you mention that because of many of my assignments when I was down on the Gulf Coast or even in the South Atlantic Coast, once I would show up along with the other national media people, you would see all the local residents evacuating.
That's right. Time to go.
Well, Spencer, we're having you on today to talk about your latest book. You've written about a dozen now, and this book here particularly hits it. I can't say it hits home because I haven't had this problem, but everybody's got some problem or some vice of some kind. But this one, You Bet Your Life, How I Survived Jim Crow Racism and Gambling
and Hurricanes.
I've read through it and read the, in fact, you sent me an advanced copy some months ago. And to be honest with you, my friend, I was shocked by the depth of the despair that you were living, knowing that you were so chained and enslaved by gambling. You just couldn't break it.
Yeah. It's a really tough addiction, I guess, like almost any addiction. I guess one of the strange things to people who know me well, as you do, is that I had overcome so many obstacles in my life to reach the where I was at GMA. You know, I overcame growing up in the old Jim Crow South and those barriers, and that I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to have a wonderful career that it took me to the network and with travels all over the world. I had a great family. I'm a person of faith. So I had so many positive things going on in my life. And people ask, why did you turn to gambling? I don't know how it happened, Leo, except that somewhere in the late 1970s, early 80s, I started going to events that were held at these casinos in Atlantic City and at Las Vegas. And I found gambling so exciting, being in the casino and the rush of adrenaline when you were winning or the frustration and the determination to get your money back when you were losing. And before I knew it, I was totally hooked on gambling and running to the casinos as often as I could, masking those trips sometimes as vacations. I'd take my family out to the West Coast on vacation, but we'd stop in Las Vegas for 3 days on the way back. It went on, Leo, for over 25 years before, and it almost wrecked my life financially, and it could have wrecked my personal life, my health, and that it cost me my career.
Well, and you know, it is costing a lot of people their careers. We have we've seen such an explosion of gambling throughout the United States since well over the last 20-25 years. You know, it used to be just relegated to Atlantic City and Las Vegas. Now it is all over the place, and we continually hear stories about people who get way in too deep, and then they wind up embezzling money from their company.
Right.
And it's what it is so insidious. How did you work your way out of it?
Well, I had to hit rock bottom before I could get out of it. I mean, I had to get to the point where, even though on the surface my life probably looked like, you know, a perfect life, I was in so much debt. I had taken out every, you know, extra mortgage I could on my home. I had opened up every possible credit line I could to try to maintain all the debt that I had. And finally, I reached a point after I left Good Morning America and moved out here to the Bay Area where I was not making the big network bucks anymore. I was basically living paycheck to paycheck, and I was broke. I was behind on federal income taxes, and I just didn't know which way to turn. And I have been, you know, as a person of faith, again, I've been, you know, praying about this for years and years. But in my prayer life, I was asking God, you know, take away my pain, take away the stress, you know, lift me out of this debt, those kinds of things, like God is a genie in a bottle, he'll grant you any wish, you know, as opposed to asking for a change of heart so that I would no longer have the desire to do this self-destructive thing. So that was a big part of my turnaround. But I think the actual turning point, if I could cite a single moment, the actual turning point was when my daughter, Jessica, at about 2011 or 12, said to me, Dad, I'm planning to get married, as you know, and I'm going to bring grandchildren into your life. And she said, you know, I think you're a wonderful person with many qualities that I love and admire, but is this the legacy you want to leave? Is this the way you want to be remembered as someone who achieved so much and threw it all away because she had this horrible addiction? You know, do you want your grandchildren to come into this life and know their granddad as a gambler? And that was the turning point right there, Leo. That was the final, as we say in the South, the come to Jesus moment. In this case, it was a come to Jessica moment that made me think about whether I was living a purposeful life or not. And if my life should end at that moment, I was asking myself, is this the way the last thing I want people to know about me? Or the lasting memory that they have of me? And at that point, I was able to just quit. I was able to just stop it.
That's amazing. Spencer, I saw the Robin Roberts interview with you, and Leo had just referred the book to me, and I read the first chapter. But I saw the video of you with your grandchildren, so first I want to say it certainly was worth it to listen to her advice because it looked like y'all were having a great time. But you just said something I was going to ask, and that's stunning that you were just able to quit. I know it's different for everybody. We live in a state where, Louisiana, we've got casinos everywhere, and we've got video poker in some areas. And we, Leo and I, both heard the stories of people who video poker on their lunch hour or something, and then suddenly... He's right. They're stealing from their companies because they're afraid to tell their families the financial problems they've brought to the family. But what would you suggest to someone? I mean, not everyone can just stop.
Oh, that's true. Oh, no, you're so right. And I should, I'm glad you brought that up because it's important to mention that there are so many programs out there that are really helpful. And run by professionals, by psychologists and psychiatrists and former addicts. And there are all kinds of programs out there that are of great value to people with all kinds of addictions. I did try Gamblers Anonymous for a short time. I went to meetings once a week for about 8 weeks. The interaction that was going on in the particular program I was in didn't seem to be helping me get to a point where I felt less drawn to gambling. It made me feel more drawn to gambling. So I didn't stay with that. But for most people, I would recommend a structured professional program.
Okay. Hey, Spencer, we got to take a quick break here, and we want to obviously keep you on the line. So we're going to talk more about the how you can overcome any addiction, and Spencer's new book is You Bet Your Life. We're going to be talking more with Spencer here in just a few minutes, so stick around as we continue with Radio Common Sense. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
And Ron McGray, Leo Honeycutt back
in the studio with you. We're talking on the phone right now with Spencer Christian. You remember him from Good Morning America for a number of years when he and Charlie Gibson and Joan London were doing the show. And I actually got to do a couple of segments there myself. But anyway, he's got a new book, You Bet Your Life, How I Survived Jim Crow Racism, Hurricane Chasing, and Gambling. And we've been talking about the huge addiction of gambling, and it has been sweeping the country because guess what? There's a lot more casinos out there. So, and he's been talking about the very heart-wrenching story about how he's just about lost everything and then came back. Spencer, I had another friend who really went through a really bad time with this, and she told me that every waking moment, the moment she opened her eyes in the morning, the only thing she could think was, I've got to go back down there and get my money back. And she wound up losing her house, her retirement, everything. She had to move to another state to get away from it.
Leo, that is such a common feeling among addicted gamblers. That's how I felt in the latter years. In the earlier years, it was, I can't wait to get there because it's so exciting and I can't wait to get in action. But then as the years went by and I found myself, you know, falling into deeper and deeper debt, then there was this desperation. I got to go and hope for that winning streak. I got to get my money back. It's called chasing losses. That's the common term that you'll hear gamblers use. And it's, I was talking earlier about how I was able to walk away from it. And I didn't want to make it sound like, you know, it was just a one-day decision. It was a long process, but I was so fortunate, so blessed. I had so many people close to me who cared deeply about me, my children, my wife, you know, my dear friends who had finally come to see what a huge problem this was in my life. They were all encouraging me to, you know, to find the strength to walk away from it. And the other thing is for me that I had reached such a low point with all the debt and all the stress on me that gambling was no longer fun. I was deriving no pleasure from it at all. It was all about stress and trying to service my debt. So once the fun was gone and it was just a stressful, unpleasant experience, then it was easier for me to listen to that sensible advice from those who cared about me. But once again, for most addicts of any sort, whether it's substance abuse, gambling, or whatever, I do recommend seeking professional help.
Spencer, Leo and I were just saying, you know, I tell people all the time, when people look like they've just got the world on a string and everything's just hit right and they've just got to be the luckiest person in the world, we don't ever know what they're walking around with carrying on their shoulders. And this is a case of that. I mean, I think from your career, and I was a big fan of Good Morning America during that time, watched all the time, we would have just thought you just had the world on the string. You know, how could you have any problems? So I think, number one, I think it's really important that you've shared this with people because all those people out there who are struggling thinking, you know, maybe they're ashamed or something to get help, it's helpful to see that someone they looked up to and thought, you know, was doing great also is dealing with problems. Everybody's got something they've got to deal with. But I think Leo and I want to talk, too, about what made us all think you had the world on the string and some of the great things you've done in your career.
Interviewing six presidents for one, and I want to touch on the Muhammad Ali story, too. But I noticed that the last president, the sixth one, is Donald Trump before he was president. And it's in your book. You write very heart-wrenching about it, but you actually had to ask him for a loan.
Yeah, I didn't get the loan, but the way I came to know Donald Trump was through the gambling first, and then I interviewed him a couple of times also because GMA used to send me out to do live remotes at big sporting events. So there were several championship boxing matches when the champion.
Yeah, Mike Tyson
down at the Trump Casinos. So I would go down there and do my morning segments for GMA in the ring, and I would always be interviewing, Donald Trump, who owned the casinos where the fights were taking place, or Don King, the boxing promoter, or Mike Tyson himself. So I first got to know Donald Trump that way, and then as a high roller, which I was in those days, I was invited to all those private VIP parties in the casinos that Trump would have from time to time. So I got to know him that way. And at one point, one of my low points in the early 90s, when I was, you know, drowning in debt, I sent him a letter, I faxed it to his private fax number, asking for a loan that would basically bail me out of the debt. And he called me at home the next day, and he said, I read your letter, but I can't lend anybody any money because I'm being audited. I think that's
by the Russians or the FBI?
By the FBI. I think that's something that has happened a lot in his life. He had also asked me at one point to co-host a cable talk show with Marla Maples.
Marla Maples, yeah.
For a brief time, right. And GMA was going to give me the permission to do that because it was going to be on a cable network, so it wouldn't be in competition with ABC programming. But it didn't work out because we had a breakfast meeting after one of my morning broadcasts at GMA with Donald and Marla and two people from a network syndication company. And at the meeting, there was a stream of language that was unsettling to the guys from the network. I don't think they knew how to deal with it, so that never happened.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't include any of the dialogue that you had in your book, and I it was a very good. Very good segment in there as to why. So
it would be hard to include that.
it would be, and still publish the book. Let's go back to another president. I love the story about Richard Nixon. You did an interview with Richard Nixon, and then you brought up something from the 1960 campaign.
Well, I have the distinction, Leo, of having made Richard Nixon laugh. Richard Nixon was a man known for many things, but not for humor. And so with the morning he was on GMA, I went into the green room to chat with him a little bit before the broadcast. And I said, Mr. President, in 1960, when you ran against John Kennedy for president, I was in the eighth grade and our civics teacher chose two students to do a mock presidential debate. I was Richard Nixon. The other kid was John Kennedy. I won the debate, but you lost the election.
He dragged you down.
Exactly. So when I said that, he just laughed. He went, ha, ha, ha. And the people who were watching were amazed. They said, oh, my gosh, Richard Nixon did a belly laugh.
Well, can make him laugh, and you can make a lot of us laugh, and it's just really, it's a shame that you had such a sorrow on the other side. And it's interesting that Rodney Dangerfield spoke a lot about depression and that the humor just made him sort of mask, that what he was doing was masking the depression with his humor.
Yeah, well, you know, and many comics do that. I've met a lot of comics in my day, and many of them suffer from a form of depression that seems to inflict a comedian, and their humor or their persona on stage is often a mechanism for masking their pain. In my case, I had a lot of things that brought joy to my life, my family, my faith, my job. I really was a joyful, I still am, a joyful person, a happy person. So my smile was not a phony smile, but behind that smile, there was a lot of pain going on, and I'm glad that I've gotten it out of my life.
Well, no, Spencer, I know that we have not planned for this, but is there any way you could stay with us for about another 4 or 5 minutes? Could you do that?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right,
no problem.
Well, we want to come back and sort of talk a little bit more about the up part of your career. We're talking with Spencer Christian on the Radio Common Sense show today. We hope that you're enjoying this, and we'll be talking a little bit more about his time with Muhammad Ali right after this.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The just-ended G7 summit did little, if anything, to reduce the friction between President Trump and other world leaders when it comes to the tariffs Trump has ordered on imported steel and aluminum. At word that some of the nations, like Canada, were planning to retaliate, Trump said before he left the G7,
"Well, if they retaliate, they might get a mistake."
Then after President Trump leaves the G7 early to head to his Singapore summit with Kim Jong-un, the Canadian Prime Minister does announce retaliatory measures against the U.S. for those steel and aluminum tariffs. That prompts Trump to blast Trudeau in a tweet in which he also says the U.S. will not endorse the G7 communique that was signed by the six other leaders.
Justify is the 13th triple crown winner!
That is heard on NBC late yesterday as Justify won the Belmont Stakes. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, the professors of thinkology today are Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. We're back in the studios here at Radio Common Sense. Ronna?
Adjunct professors of thinkology. The professor, Jim Brown, is in North Carolina, so the adjuncts are filling in.
And so we're down here trying to make hash out of this, and we're doing a good job because we have a great guest with us today, Spencer Christian. Many of you remember from Good Morning America for all those years, and those were some really happy times. I have to say that I was in and out of that office quite a bit and really enjoyed being around that whole group. Phil Buth, who had essentially created Good Morning America, and Jack Riley, the executive producer, and it was just really a very, very fun time. And Spencer, I couldn't have done any of that without you.
Oh, well, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't take that credit, but thank you for the compliment, Leo. No, but it was a special time and a special group of people. Phil Buth was an amazing boss. Jack Riley, a great executive producer. Charlie Gibson, Joan Lennon, Joel Spiegel, and Julia Child, and all of us on the show had a wonderful relationship, and it was like a second family for all of us. And it was certainly a wonderful opportunity for me. I mean, I not only did the weather every day, but I was given the opportunity to do such a wide range of reporting because I am a journalist at heart. So I did hard news stories. I traveled all 50 states and 4 or 5 continents on various assignments, met amazing people, One of whom is Leo Honeycutt. And of course, and I met some of my sports heroes, including Muhammad Ali, whom you mentioned earlier. We formed a friendship,
That's a great story. And in fact, he signed a huge life-size picture for you for your very last show at GMA in December of 1999, and I was 98, and he said on there, "You are the greatest."
Oh.
He did. That's right. Yeah. Well,
that's pretty special.
That picture's hanging in my home right now. I first met Ali in 1980. This is just before he began his really rapid decline physically. I was hosting a morning show at WABC in New York just before I moved to GMA full time. And at that time, Ali was married to a woman named Veronica Porsche, who was a beautiful fashion model. And when she would appear on our show as a guest, Ali would always come with her because he was kind of a jealous guy. And the two of them took me out to lunch one day after one of our broadcasts, and Ali playfully shook his fist under my nose, and he said, I'm not going to use the exact words he used because he used the N-word, but he said, "You're one of them pretty boys. I won't let you hang out with my wife by herself." So we had a big laugh about that. And then over the years, every time I see him at any event, sports event or banquet or whatever, he would always come up and give me a big bear hug and say, "You're still pretty. You're still pretty." So that exchange between us went on for years and years and years. And finally, on my final GMA broadcast, as my family members, they were giving me various gifts. One of them was this huge portrait of Ali that was done just for me, and it was signed by him. And he said, and you know how he always used to say, "I am the greatest." But on the portrait, he wrote to Spencer, "You are the greatest." And I just cherish that.
That's
portrait.
Pretty special. That is very special.
Well, to be called the greatest by the greatest, that's the very great compliment right there. I actually got to interview him myself. I spent a couple of days with him back in the late 70s, so I guess my interview preceded yours. But he really was so great. He wasn't a great actor, to be honest with you, but he was a wonderful man.
Yeah, he was. And he had this wonderful charisma, as you know. Excuse me. His personality was absolutely magnetic. And you spent time with him, so you've seen this. He'd walk out the door of any building, and everybody was just rushed to him. Everyone wanted to be around him. They wanted to shake his hand. And he was incredible. I don't know how he had the energy for all that, but he always was so gracious and tried to give everybody a little bit of his time and his energy.
I want to get back to the book a little bit called You Bet Your Life, because I want to make sure that everybody reads it, because I think there's so much from these great stories to the gambling addiction that you have opened up about and shared with everyone, which would be a great story for anybody to read. I thought one of the most amazing things in your interviews on this was talking about when the FBI called.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Share that with our listeners a little bit, because I think that they need to know there's a lot in this journey you've taken on that's scary and really serious, too. And it worked out well for you, but that must have been a chilling call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was one of the scariest moments of my life. And I know you have time constraints, so I'll try to make the story not too long. But I had moved from Good Morning America out here to San Francisco to work for the ABC station here. Excuse me, I've been here for about a year. So this was early 2000. And I was awakened one morning by a phone call. I answered the phone, and the person on the other end identified himself as an FBI agent from New York. Excuse me, losing my voice here. And that shocked me right there. My heart started racing. And he said, "I want you to know that you have been under investigation for a year. We've been following all of your financial transactions, and what we're looking at was the unusual frequency and level of bank deposits and withdrawals, which fit, I guess, the pattern of, you know, money laundering or drug money or something like that. But that's what they've been looking at." And then he finally concluded by saying, "We finished the report, the investigation. You haven't broken any laws. You're not being charged with any criminal activity. But it does appear that you have a gambling problem, and you should probably seek some help." And the reason for all those deposits and withdrawals is that before every weekend trip to Atlantic City or Las Vegas, I would go to the three or four banks where I had accounts and take out all the cash I could to go and pay off the credit lines at these casinos. And then I would take the credit lines back out again, you know, to float that debt, so to speak. And when I would return home, whatever cash I had that I hadn't lost, I would deposit in those banks again. And that was a suspicious pattern of bank activity, and that's what got the FBI's attention. So after that call, I literally had to sit there in bed for about a half hour with my heart pounding, trying to calm myself down. And that should have been the final wake-up call. It was certainly one of the wake-up calls that told me I needed to get out of this vicious cycle.
And finally, your wife just said, Spencer, God does not want you to be a gambler.
Oh, yeah. I returning from a crazy gambling trip down Atlantic City with my wife and kids. This is going back a few years. I had been up and down and winning a lot early and then losing a lot at the end, and I was depressed and had that feeling of self-loathing as we were going home in our limo ride. And we got home, and my wife, this is my first wife, Diane, who the mother of our children, she knew by my mood that I was just really depressed and down on myself and I had lost a lot of money. She didn't ask me how much I had lost. She just, we got home, and then once the kids were off doing whatever they were doing, she just said to me, God doesn't want you to be a gambler. And those words haunted me for years and years and years. And she was right. She was absolutely right. And I'm thankful that I am no longer a gambler. People who are addicts and who are recovering generally say that, you know, you're never cured. You're always a recovering addict. Well, that may be true, but in my mind, I'm a former addict and a former gambler, and I will never go back to it.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's a great book. It really is a good read. I wish that I'd helped you on it. And, you know, you did send me the manuscript at least a year ago. But it was a great read. I recommend it to everybody. You Bet Your Life is the book, How I Survived Jim Crow Racism, Hurricane Chasing, and Gambling. Spencer Christian has been our guest. And, Spencer, can't thank you enough. Thank you for being here today.
I can't thank you enough for having me on. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Spencer, congratulations on your success with this, and I have to say, you are the greatest.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Is this Ali I'm talking to?
I'm channeling him for you.
All right, Spencer. Well, have a good time with your family and tell Noah hi for us.
I will do that. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. We got more of the Common Sense Radio Show for you. Wrapping it up right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us today. Our professor of Thinkology, as Ronna was just saying a few minutes ago, we're the adjunct professors, Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt here. Our fearless leader, Jim Brown, is in North Carolina, but we've had a rollicking show today. Just finished up with Spencer Christian there, and I do recommend that book. It's on a much more levels than just all the success he had as being a national correspondent and weatherman of Good Morning America, and it shows you the depth that you were mentioning, Ronna, that people, you just look at them, you don't know what they're carrying. You don't know the kind of burdens that they are trying to work their way through.
Well, Robin Williams, Kate Spade, you know, you would think these people are just, you know, the greatest success and living such a charmed life.
A lot of money, no problem with the financial.
And then you find that, and people love them, the public loves them, and you find that they have demons and sometimes lead to really tragic circumstances, as it did with Kate Spade and Robin Williams.
Well,
I wanted to talk about something as we're wrapping up the show on a funnier note about what we've been hearing all week, and that is the president uninviting the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House, and the response that only, in my opinion, the Eagles fans could give, and that is the first thing, the mayor really came out swinging about it, but in a you know, sharp, but some, they use a little bit of humor. His chief of staff immediately posted a photo of the Eagles celebration when they won and a photo of the inauguration crowd to say, our party was bigger than yours.
All right, and you see, now, we talked to a gentleman on our show just a few minutes ago about this, and that is, you should not react.
Right.
You know, on this social media crap that we're getting bogged down in this in ways that we shouldn't be. You shouldn't react. And the person who shouldn't react the most is the President of the United States. Donald Trump needs to leave this stuff alone.
Yes, I agree.
And I understand that he was reacting to what the National Football League said about the national anthem and sort of giving some of the protesting players an out by saying in the locker room. I got all that. But that had nothing to do with the Super Bowl winning by the Eagles.
And, Leo, I'm giving away our ages here, but I'm a journalism major in the age of Watergate. And so, to me, the truth, getting to the truth still matters, and facts still matters, and you dig and dig and dig until you get the facts. So I go crazy on a daily basis by all the fake news on both sides of this.
Right.
So to say, when some of the Eagles were kneeling in prayer before the game, and to take a photo of that, and for the President of the United States to say
to react to
they
it.
Were, in fact, kneeling during the national anthem when not a single Eagle player all season long knelt for the national anthem.
That's right.
So to try to paint them in that corner is just not the place we need the President of the United States.
But it shows he was ill-informed.
Yes.
I mean, I can't believe the staff didn't vet that.
But when you tweet as much as he does,
that's it. I know.
Like you said, it's an instant response.
Well, and I really don't like it personally because Doug Peterson, the famous coach who coached him to the Super Bowl, graduated the same college that I did, which is Northeast University, University of Louisiana Monroe, a very small college up in North Louisiana. And Doug Peterson's son plays on the football team today. And, I mean, how many small-town people rise to the point to where they coach an NFL team all the way to the Super Bowl? And this was his big shot to shine. And, and look, who did he give thanks to when he won the Super Bowl? He gave thanks to his God and his faith.
Yeah. And now both NBA teams have said nobody's going to the White House, whether or not they're invited.
See?
And they're just dragging down things that fans really enjoyed seeing. It was a big moment when you got to see your team.
That's right.
At the White House.
That's
with
right.
The president. No matter who the president was, it was a big moment. But the Philadelphians have also got another thing they hit back at the president with, and they actually like it when no one likes them. They have a song about it. No one likes us, we don't care.
Well, that might have been years past, but not this year.
One of the Eagles players actually sang it in the Super Bowl parade. No one likes us, we don't care. And now they're laughing because all these other teams that have hated them are all siding with them, some of their fans. And they're saying, now even our rivals are supporting us in this. But
why do we have to politicize everything?
Yeah.
Can't we just move on? Can't we just go back to being enjoying the NFL games? Can't we just, can't we just forget about this? And don't drag everything down?
Yeah. Well, I worked in college sports, and, everybody's in the locker room when the national anthem is played.
Right.
So,
and nobody ever said a word about that.
Yeah. So let's just remove it. We've kind of made it a spectacle anyway, bringing in big-name entertainers to sing it and made it big production numbers. We've made it a entertainment thing for the fans, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really where the players' heads are. Within minutes of kicking off for, their jobs. So rather than making them performers in this, just leave them in the locker room is my advice. They can do what they want to do, but leave them in the locker room.
Yep.
They're celebrities too because of how much money they make and how big the NFL is. So.
Well, I know a lot of fans took umbrage to the fact that, you had so many kneeling and here it is. They're making millions by just playing with a ball. I mean, it's not like we're not curing cancer.
Right.
We're not bringing world peace. We're just playing a game. So I can understand where a lot of people would. But let's face that. Like Colin Kaepernick and the few others that actually started this whole thing were just drawn. They were drawing the media attention. And Kaepernick was a gifted quarterback, but he fell off the charts. I mean,
right.
He really started playing very bad.
Actually, this isn't new. Look at Charles Barkley saying many, many years ago, I'm not a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use me to raise your kids. I mean, they see themselves as doing a job. Their job's go out there and win for their team. So, with the big production that national anthems have become,
mm-hmm.
with flyovers, and again, I worked in sports marketing, and we had the eagle that flew and landed on the field, and someone runs the ball in. You have so many promotional times. The flyovers. We have the military plane flyovers.
How were you able to set that up? I've often wondered that. How would you get them to time that just perfectly?
Eagle?
No. The jets flying.
Oh, you're on radio with everybody, and they're out there where you can't see them. And okay, you know, it's like the magicians. I can't tell you my secrets. I'm going to stop there.
Well, I was going to say, look, can we have that for my birthday party this year?
It's very difficult, and it is. It all comes down to timing. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, on a more serious note, did you have any idea that more than 50,000 people a month are arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border? Attempting to come into the United States. Did you guess a number, would you have guessed that?
50,000 a month?
50,000 a month. In fact, May, the most recent month we have numbers for, 51,912 taken into custody. Three times the number detained a year ago.
Well, since this problem is not going to go away, why don't we just go ahead and take over Mexico? We'll declare war on the drug cartel and clean the drug cartel out, and then just think, we only have not even one-fifth the border south of Mexico that we would have to put a wall up on.
We'd have a tiny wall, you're right.
You know, I mean, Mexico has always complained for the last 150 years that they really own Texas and California, so instead of this would be their way of taking back what they say is their land, so we could just annex it.
I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, we had a big drop after the election of President Trump because they all knew he was going to crack down.
Right.
And then it seems that the crackdown didn't really happen.
Right.
And so it jumped back up, and it's back where it has been, but we stop and arrest over a million people a year attempting to come in the United States. I just didn't know the numbers were that big. And when you start looking at this most recent thing with these migrant children having to be taken away from their families, mm-hmm. and the uproar that that's causing, and I can see both sides. I mean, if you're going to charge the parents, the children can't go to jail with them, so they have to be separated from there. I guess the answer, as the Attorney General said, is don't bring them into the country. We did have
two presidents that granted amnesty on a wholesale basis, including Ronald Reagan was one of them. So I'm not sure. I guess maybe that's what a lot of people are just waiting for, is for the amnesty.
Well, we need some answers on that, definitely.
So anyway, well, and we're not going to have all the answers for you, but we are trying on radio.
Some solutions.
Radio Common Sense. We are so glad you joined us today. We had a rollicking show and really enjoyed it. For more information, radiocommonsense.com. You can dial us up, or leohoneycutt.net, or
ronagray.com.
Well, there you go. So I'm the only
one
here.
But we've got some great books, 401 Confidential.
And also Spencer Christian's.
You Bet Your Life. We've got some great books we talked about today. I hope people will go out and read.
So enjoy the rest of your day, and have a good time, and join us next week for another episode of Radio Common Sense. Goodbye, everybody.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.